Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 245 for Friday, January 29th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were weaker Friday morning, pressured by a mix of bearish factors. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $2.50 lower, with the March contract down $1.60 at $476.30 per ton. Canola felt pressure from the Canadian dollar, which was slightly higher relative to its U.S. counterpart. This made canola less attractive to out-of-country buyers. Malaysian palm oil fell lower, hitting its weakest point in a week, which was bearish for the market. Traders were also adjusting their positions before the weekend, and the large soybean crop in South America also weighed on canola. However, on the other side of the coin, steady exports and solid domestic crush numbers were supportive for the market, while the U.S. soy complex was higher. Crude oil was also stronger. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 3 to 4 cents stronger. The March contract came in at $8.72 a bushel. The market was boosted by some ideas that values were oversold, and traders went bargain hunting before the weekend. Rain is forecast to fall in Argentina, which should help the crop there. However, on the other side of the coin, rain has delayed the Brazilian harvest somewhat, which was supportive. China's decision to cancel an order of 400,000 tons of soybeans was also still being felt. U.S. corn was 2 cents higher, with the March contract coming in at $3.68 a bushel. Chart-based buying led the path upwards for corn, and futures have also been helped by end-of-month steadying. However, large world supplies and cheap exports from South America are cutting into U.S. sales. U.S. wheat was 3 cents stronger, with the March contract coming in at $4.75 a bushel. The U.S. dollar continues to make life tough for exporters. For instance, Russian wheat is approximately $30 to $33 a ton cheaper than U.S. supplies. A risk of cold damage on the U.S. plains and parts of Russia and Ukraine has helped support values, though. The bias is still pointed to the downside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, January 29th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.